You're listening to Real Talk Radio on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
Got any rights yet? I do.
Just like that lady Greta told me, down by the cold creek. It don't matter if your poles aren't dusty. Beer in the tackle box, out on the flat rock. Big Mac hook with only the right look. Pour in the sunshine, ripples in the sweet tide. Papa's going out of sight.
Fishing fans, this is Captain Debbie Hansen welcoming you to another edition of Real Talk Radio on 98.1 FM and 770 AM in Southwest Florida. You can also listen to us live from anywhere at ESPNSWFL.com or by downloading the ESPN Southwest Florida app. It is producer Rick Church and I here in the studio this morning, along with my special guest co-host, avid angler, outdoors woman, and host of the television show Let's Take It Outside, Misty Wells. Good morning, Misty.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be on the show. This is my first time, so hopefully it won't be my last.
We are so excited to have you here. Thanks so much for making the drive down. I know you came all the way down from Clearwater last night.
I did, but you know what? Pleasantly, it was such an easy drive and a really beautiful drive, too. So saw a lot of hogs on the side of the road, believe it or not.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, because you do quite a bit of hunting in addition to fishing, correct?
That is correct. You know, so hogs are open year-round, so I'm always on the lookout, you know, because they'll be rooting next to the road. Of course, you're not going to shoot them from the road, but it's a good gauge what's going on, you know, with the population.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, we're excited to have you here this morning, and I can't wait to dive into our conversation because I know we've got lots to talk about. We're going to have a great time. And I know, Misty, folks can learn more about you by heading over to MistyWells.com, correct?
That is true. That is true. There's kind of gives you a lot of info about what I'm doing, always growing, always ever changing. But yeah, you can find out a lot of information and watch season one and season two of Let's Take It Outside on there.
So you're heading into your third season of the show.
Yes.
Wow, that's exciting stuff.
So, yep, filming right now, and we'll be airing third season in June coming up.
Oh, my goodness. And basically, I mean, folks can find the show on... Give us the rundown. You're on Waypoint,
right? We
World
just,
Fishing Network,
yes, Bally Sports, yep. Sun, Carbon TV. We're on MOTV. We're also on the Discover Florida Network as well now.
Okay.
So you know you can find us in all those different places, and of course the show season three will air on the networks on World Fishing and Bally. It looks like we might also be moving to Fox Southwest, so we'll be airing in Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and I know I'm forgetting one. I think it's Arkansas.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so
that is fantastic.
Apparently people like the show, or maybe they're just waiting to see if I'm going to get eaten by something, but either way, they're watching, so it's a lot of fun.
I know you've done some really, really neat stuff. I know you've done the python hunting.
Yes.
I know you've done some of the gator trips, so yeah, we'll get into all of that. We'll get into all of that.
Oh, we got stories, people. You got to stay the whole day and listen.
Yep. If you've got questions for Misty this morning, feel free to shoot us a text on the text line 239-337-3776. In addition to my conversation with Misty this morning, we've got Captain Rob Modi's calling in around 7:30 to give us a quick rundown of his Kentucky Derby picks. We've got Dave Westra coming up at 8, Steve Johnson with a tournament event rundown coming up at 9, followed by Name That Species Trivia around 9:20 for your chance to win a $50 gift card to Sportsman's Wholesale. So we are coming to you live from Stan and Haney Boulevard in downtown Estero, Florida this morning, and we will be live on air until 10 a.m. If you can't stay tuned for the entire show or you want to go back and catch up on previous shows, you can just head on over to the ESPN podcast page, and that's at ESPNSWFL.com. We do have the text line open. As I said, phone number 239-337-3776. So you can shoot us a text. Let us know what you've been out there catching this over this past week. And I am going to run through the weather and tides here really quick this morning. We'll get that out of the way. Definitely have some wind coming up today. We've got a small craft advisory until 10 p.m. this evening. There's a rip current statement until 12 a.m. tomorrow. And we've, like I said, definitely have some wind today. So weather today, partly cloudy, high near 86, windy with a west-southwest wind right around 13 to 22 miles an hour, gusts as high as 26. For tonight, there is chance of afternoon thunderstorms this afternoon. And then for tonight, we've got partly cloudy skies, a low around 75, winds 9 to 13 miles an hour with gusts as high as 18. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy, high near 87, breezy with west winds 10 to 20, gusts as high as 22. And then for tomorrow night, Sunday night, mostly clear, low around 69, northwest winds 10 to 15. So the wind is back. We had a brief reprieve from it. And then for our tides, and as always, remember the tides I read off on air for Cerro Bay, Big Carlos. So for today, Saturday, we've got that really slow incoming tide. Low tide was this morning at 12:30 a.m. That was a negative 0.1, so just below that mean low tide mark. And then high tide is actually 4:55 p.m. this afternoon, and that's 2.5 feet. So your best bet, really, if you want to get out there, is to fish late at night, fish those, as Alberto Nee, our friend Alberto Nee calls them, the non-human hours from about 6 p.m. until about midnight or so. Fishing that outgoing really late. That's your best opportunity. Because then low tide is going to be tomorrow morning at 1:32 a.m. and that's right at the mean low tide mark. And then high tide is 6:10 p.m. and that's 2.4. So, yeah, for tomorrow, Sunday, again, fishing that outgoing from probably about 7:30 until 1 or 1:30 a.m. on Monday. So that's the scoop. Today you can watch the Kentucky Derby and see if Rob's picks are if they all
end pan
up coming
out
to fruition. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, see how good he is.
That's it. All right, and we are going to head over to line one because we've got Captain Barracuda standing by. Let's grab his call. Hey, Barry, good morning.
Holy smokes, good morning. We're alive and well.
Yes, we are. And what's the latest in the world of Captain Barracuda?
I've just been so busy at the store. Season's over, so charters are now giving me some free time in between trips. But it kind of works out because, geez, it's smoking busy with the repairs and the custom design. I'm grateful for it, but some days I kind of feel like I need some rest. I've got today off. I'm going to catch up on my fly fishing today.
Oh, wow.
I picked up a couple new flies from Crockett Flies at Joe Mahler's Castapalooza, and I'm just itching to hit the fish with them.
Nice.
One thing I wanted to make sure I said today before I forget is I like taking kids fishing, so put me down for some trips or whatever. You've got my number, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll make sure we get your number. I mean, or well, I know, Debbie, you've got it. Okay.
Yeah, well, yes, actually, because Misty does run a nonprofit, and she takes foster kids out on the water quite a bit. So we'll definitely get into that, and I will pass along your number, Barry. Appreciate that.
Well, I'll put it out in case anybody watches the show later on the computer. It's 239-860-7227, Captain Barracuda.
I love the name. That's so great. I'm like, that is very clever. I love it.
A friend gave me that nickname back in 1975 or thereabouts, and it stuck, and I used to use it on the fishing forum. And then when I started the business for chartering, I said, well, that's an easy name for people to remember. And I ask people, well, why did you call me out of all the captains you could have called? And I get various answers. My favorite is that I stress education. But the other one I like is, with a name like that, you must have a sense of humor.
Right, exactly. And I'm sure there's a crazy story behind any nickname. There's always a crazy story, you know.
Yeah, well, didn't that come from the Florida Sportsman Forum back in the day, Barry?
I'm sorry?
Didn't your nickname come from the Florida Sportsman Forums back in the day?
That's where I first used it officially. Yeah, everybody knew me as Barracuda.
Yep.
And the crazy stories came after.
Right.
Well, real quick, because we've got Nick standing by on line two. Give us your report from the past week. Let us know how the fishing was out there.
I'm catching snook a fair number. Caught a lot of bonnethead sharks. That was fun.
Nice.
Clients love the bonnetheads because they can call it a shark. Oh, we caught a shark down in Florida. And then, of course, they're small enough that you can get them to the boat and release them unharmed, and they make great pictures.
Yes.
And at first they think it's a hammerhead. You have to explain that it's not. But they've been kind of common just lately, which I like. And the snook, but I have not caught a red in weeks. And I've seen a few trout, but they're shinky. They're staying off the hook.
Yeah. What size are you seeing on the snook, Barry?
In the mid-size, I would say, we're catching a few 12 to 15 and a few 20 to 25 under slot.
Gotcha. All right.
But they're feisty and they like to jump, all the things I like.
Yeah, exactly. They've been putting on a good show lately, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And it's almost time to catch those snook off the beaches, so that's going to be coming up here soon. So, well, great, Barry. We appreciate you calling in, and you have a fantastic rest of the weekend, and we're going to hop over to line two and grab Nick.
Have a good day, Barry.
Take care, Barry. Bye-bye. That is Captain Barry Kuda with Barry Kuda Charters calling in, and we are heading over to line two to grab Nick Davis with 239 Flies. Hey, Nick, good morning.
Captain Debbie, Misty, how are we?
We're doing great.
We are doing fantastic. And how are you?
I'm sitting here drinking my coffee going, this place is hot, it's flat, and I miss the mountain view. I think this is the first time I've called you. In
I was going to say, you don't sound like you're on the road this morning for once.
I'm doing 95 miles an hour trying to go either A or going south or going north. But
yeah, we feel you.
Yeah, no, it's definitely hot here. It is summertime. And then, so yesterday, up on that same thought, being summertime, I'm going to go check the beach. I bet you there's some snook on it, and I bet you the water's clear enough to get after it. Sure enough, beach was loaded. Really tough to get to eat. So a little fishing report here first, I guess.
Let's do that. Let's hear it.
Went to the beach yesterday, looking for some beach snook on the 7-weight. And they were there to be caught, that's for sure. Didn't quite have the right couple flies with me right up until the end. There was a lot of sheep's head all over the place. When I was leaving the house, I thought, because when you go to the beach, I don't bring anything with me. I bring my fly rod, a leader already tied on there, a pair of forceps, and three flies attached to my straw hat. That's it.
I wish I could be like him. I bring everything.
I got three things. If one of these three things isn't going to catch them, I'm not catching them. We're going to lunch.
That's the minimalist approach. There you go.
It's the only way to fish, and it's the only way to fly fish. I got these six things, and that's got to say something coming from the dude that owns the fly shop. Oh no, more is better. More is not always better. Here's the three things you need. Go get after it. So
you saw a lot of them on the beach, but not
a lot of them, and
not many takers.
I'll tell you this: when I switched from a white sinking minnow to a crab pattern, when I started trying to catch the sheep's head, and I started working my way around the rocks with a crab pattern, I started catching fish.
I've noticed a lot more crabs in the water, I guess. So obviously, you're matching the hatch, I guess.
Or everyone's just over there, chucking every lure they could find. And,
they're taking whatever's
already,
different.
Yeah, the fish are already kind of, over it by May, which is not good for us, but nonetheless, it was pretty fun yesterday. I think the moral of the story was just go play with it until you figure it out and then enjoy it.
Yep, and sometimes you have to experiment. So it's a good thing you had a crab pattern with you.
You
amongst your three things.
I know, packing light.
You got to have at least one crab pattern attached to your straw hat before you walk out the door.
Yes.
Even if you're not fishing, just to be ready, just to be prepared.
I love that.
So, there you go. You do. Yeah.
Great little walk on the beach. It's a great, could not recommend that activity enough. If that sounds like something you want to do, we'll be in the shop today, 10 to 4. Be happy to show you how to swing that. Jimbo will not be in the shop today, actually, because Jimbo is in North Carolina today. Just he's sending me pictures of, you know, before Jim was the general manager and COO of 239 Flies Incorporated, he was the Department of the Interior is what we called him. And if it involved a drill, a hammer, a nail, or whatever, a home improvement project, this dude was all over it. This was what he, you know, this was his Saturdays for 4 years, 3 years.
I need his phone number, by the way. Can you share that with me? I need some help.
And he was a really good guy to have around when you move spaces and you're going through the remodel and the new space.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The amount of days that we called off of our actual works at the time to build that place was pretty good, but it was worth it in the end, that's for sure. But we can add renovating 2,600 square feet to our brotherly
resume.
Wow, that sounds amazing, though. I bet I'll have to swing by and check that out.
Yeah, you definitely have to stop by the shop for sure.
It's really come a long way. We've been open for about a year and a half now in the new space, and I remember when we moved in, we had our move the stuff from the 800 square foot space into the 2,600, and it was like this stuff kind of went further than we thought. But looking around, it was like there's so much space in here. We're never going to fill this place up. And I think Jim 6 months later was like, all right, I am out of square inches. We need more space.
Right, like, really? Exactly. Like,
can we dial it back just a tad? All right, we'll get a new fly shop in a different state.
That's great, though. Just because I'm new to the show and down here, where are you guys located?
We are at the corner of Bonita Beach Road, or one block west of Bonita Beach Road and 41.
Okay.
Right across from the Publix that is on the north, the northwest side of Bonita Beach Road. We are on the southwest side of Bonita Beach Road and 41.
Nice.
Yep. So, great shop. Great shop for sure. And Nick, tell us, because you've got some stuff coming up. I know you've got a tying night or two tying nights.
We got two parties, one this week and one next week. The party this week, so Captains for Clean Water and AFTA are raffling off five trips of a lifetime, basically. And the raffle is closed, but it had a ton of applicants entries, that's it, entries, thank you. And they're going to do the drawing on Monday, and that's going to take place at 239 Flies headquarters.
Wow.
So
very exciting. Very exciting.
We're going to party. Just show up. Everything you need is going to be there. There'll be beverages. There'll be good times to be had. So
and don't forget, Mother's Day is tomorrow.
Mother's Day is tomorrow. If you haven't
done your shopping, forget the spa. Forget all that stuff. The number two activity, they did a survey, is that moms want to get outside and do activities and make some memories.
Yep.
And I assure you, if mom has a fishing rod or enjoys fishing at all, she's always wanted to get into fly fishing.
Right? That's true. Or at least try it. I'm not very good at fly fishing. I'm definitely, more conventional at this point, but I have tried it. And when you get that success and you catch your first fish or second fish on fly, like, it's a whole new world, and it's just so exciting. It's really cool.
When you see a loop of fly line go out there with speed and quickness at about 50 feet to the target you're actually aiming for, you're like, okay, all right, I get this now. This is
exactly.
I'm going to do this from now on.
It is. It's a high, and it's really, really cool. Like I said, I'm not that good at it. I need a lot more practice.
Well, we can help you with that, Misty.
I know. That's why I was asking where you guys were located.
Come on back down to Southwest Florida. We know a guy named Joe Mahler that can have you casting like a champ and
making me look good. That's what I'm
saying.
One
lesson.
Joe can teach my coffee cup to double haul it 50 feet into a tow can.
Wow.
That is true. Well, Nick, great. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us the update. We certainly appreciate that. And we will be sure to catch up with you next week. Enjoy your time here in Southwest Florida for once.
Exactly.
I'll do my best. Absolutely. I'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, Nick.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is Nick Davis calling in with 239 flies in the Beach Row Plaza in Bonita Springs. So, Misty, we are going to be talking about your experiences as one of the first women to host a television show focused on the outdoors. We're going to talk about your commitment to getting kids in foster care out on the water, maybe give parents some tips on how they can encourage kids to get more involved in the outdoors.
And themselves.
Themselves, exactly. Yes. And we're going to discuss which fishing apps and technology you use to fish smarter and maximize your time, because I know you're a mom. You're producing a television show. You've got a lot going on. You're still doing some outdoor writing, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I'm writing for three different magazines still. So it's a lot of fun, but I don't have the time sometimes to put my boots on the ground every day to really, really be dialed in. So there is a lot of different ways I know that we're going to get into that can help you stay dialed in when you've you're like, ugh, I haven't fished in 10 days. I know you don't have that problem, but, you'd be like, I've been working, I haven't fished, and I need to know what's going on. I want to go catching and fishing. So, yeah, there's definitely some ways to kind of keep you dialed in so you can be successful even if, you can't be out there every day like we all want to be.
Or but if you're traveling quite a bit you're going to new areas to fish. And, it's one thing when you live someplace and you're on top of the patterns, you're putting all of the information, your fishing logs, and you're staying on
exactly.
top of everything. But it's another thing when you're traveling and you're fishing new waters, then you need to use resources sometimes. That's, so we'll get into all that.
I'm always on the road going somewhere new in some place I've never fished before. So, it's exciting.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into all that and more when we come back. We're going to head off to our first break of the morning. You're listening to Real Talk on ESPN Southwest Florida and on the ESPN Southwest Florida app.
Got up at dawn just to be out on the water. The weatherman said hot and getting hotter, but he didn't say nothing about it. Raining like hell. Always. A bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything else.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to Real Talk Radio. This is Captain Debbie Hansen. I am in the studio this morning with my guest co-host, Misty Wells of
Good
the TV
morning.
Show. Let's take it outside. Good morning, Misty. You haven't dug into that breakfast yet.
I know.
You're
shout
it
out
for the
to
next
your
break.
Husband just showed up with a beautiful breakfast that smells so good. But I'm so excited. I'm like, I can't eat yet because, I'm excited to be on the show today.
We've got a whole lot of conversation that we need to take care of here first. But I do know that he made you the extra special croissomlet. Yes, you've got the croissomlet. That's Captain Greg Stamper special right there.
I'll be reporting back.
That's in the top three of breakfasts on Real Talk Radio, I would say. All right, so text lines are open, guys. Go ahead and shoot us a text, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. We are going to go and head straight on over to line one because we've got Captain Rob Modis standing by on line one with his derby picks. So let's grab Captain Rob's call here.
I'm going to write these down.
Yeah, you got to. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Good morning. Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Get ready.
Drum roll.
Wait, that's wrestling.
I had a late night last night. I got up. I thought, man, I got to get coffee in me. I got to actually talk about horses. So I thought Janelle took me to a cocktail party down at the super yacht area, and we wound up on a research ship called the Odyssey, an honest-to-God research ship.
Oh,
but
wow.
I wanted to say quick thing about it. We are all talking the kids thing, and I'm all about kids, too. And this ship travels the world doing research and then relating it back to children so youngsters can follow them along, and they're building software and doing all kinds of stuff so that kids can literally be on board with them.
Oh, wow. I will have to definitely look that up.
Even in the dive bells, I'm going to post a Facebook with photos I took because the ship is incredible, and I had the best time. We didn't get home till 11:30 last night. They just kept talking and talking, and we, you know, got a grand tour of the ship, and it was really something. So,
that's once in a lifetime, though. That's pretty cool. I don't think I'd go home either.
Yeah,
I'd be like, can I just stay on the
really
boat?
Cool. It was really, really cool. I still haven't gotten over it. So, okay, let's talk Derby. The Derby is.
Let's do it.
Okay, so the weather today is overcast, and will stay overcast all day long. Welcome to Kentucky.
Right.
I think the high will be 62 today. Low last night was 48. There hasn't been rain, so the track should be fast. So whatever times you look up on horses, those of you that play the horses, everything's just pretty kosher as far as, you know, them running. And I like that. That makes things a little easier. This is really an interesting field of horses.
And, Rob, just so everyone knows, the main race is, what, 6:57 tonight?
Yeah, it's in the evening, and it's race number 12. There's a card of 14. Normally, at Churchill Downs, they'll run anywhere from 10 to 12 cards. The Derby's kind of special. They run it until, I mean, literally sundown. The last race is like 8-something. But you have to remember now you're in Kentucky, and Louisville's as far west into the eastern time zone as you can get. So even though it says it's like an 8:30 race, it's still daylight. But, yeah, I think you're right, 6-something in the evening on the Derby. For me, I just kind of watch it on TV all day long because I like to watch all the pre-races too, get an idea of what the jockeys are doing. I should mention that when you bet like a Derby, don't bet it like right now. Wait until later in the day and get information on if there's been any scratches, if anything's changed. But I like to kind of watch the pre-races because you've got 11 other races you can watch in which a lot of the jockeys who are going to be on Derby horses run early.
Mm-hmm.
And you get an idea of what they've done early. Like, did that jockey perform? Did the horse perform? Was the run good? And that'll kind of help you make some of your decisions. But there's a horse named Epicenter. I'm most focused on that. Epicenter is the epicenter of the Kentucky Derby right now. Huge horse, beautiful, powerful horse, great pedigree. It just looks too good, but I know how the Derby works.
Yeah, who's the underdog? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I know, and it's not always about the big guy, but Epicenter is certainly one to watch. His arch rival is a horse named Zandon, Z-A-N-D-O-N. Zandon is another huge, strong horse who has every possibility of winning, and Epicenter and Zandon have gone at each other. So I love that kind of stuff. I love it when you've got two big horses that people know will race. The wild card is the fact that Bob Baffert is not at the Derby this year and won't be next year. He got in some trouble with, it wasn't an illegal drug in a horse, but it was a trace drug that's allowed to be used, but you cannot have it in the horse when you enter the Derby. And they found, you know, it was just a dumb thing.
Mm.
But the horsing industry doesn't like Bob Baffert very much because he's won 6 Derbies.
Oh, so any reason they can kick him to the curb for a little while.
You got it. That's exactly what happened. So he's missing this year. So he won't be there. However, I have to mention this really cool little tidbit. He has a horse, Taiba. I think it's T-A-I-B-A. I know it's T-A-I-B-A. I think he pronounced it Taiba. Taiba, he simply passed that horse to his assistant trainer, Tim Yankin, and Tim's pretty awesome, and that horse is in the race, which means there really is a Bob Baffert horse in the race, which means you have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that horse might have a chance just to make everybody mad.
know,
well, and what about the jockeys, too? Because that's...
Well, the jockeys play a pretty big game, but we don't have a real – I mean, they're great jockeys. All of them are, but there's no real crazy standout. There's nothing –
jockey this year.
It's more of a horse thing this year. It really is. And I've been looking intently for about a week at this. The weather was really my only worry because a lot of these horses did not do well in mud, and that's not a problem now. So that's gone.
Good. So no rain chance that you saw.
No.
Okay, good.
No, I did. The forecast is your typical Kentucky overcast day. 60-something degrees, though, that's a horse racing day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's,
they get,
you know,
frisky.
Horses, yeah, they love that kind of stuff. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so recap. Recap your picks for us one more time.
Well, Epicenter is one I would definitely put at the top. But, you know, like I said, my second place would be the Taiba. And third, Zandon. I think they'll all run together. But I want to give you two long shots that have every possibility of doing what long shots do, and that's winning the Derby. Cyberknife. Cyberknife looks great on paper. It's just one of those horses that I started paying attention to about 5 days ago. I went back and looked at the pedigree on the horse, and, you know, it's pretty daggone good. And then Charge It is another one. So you got two horses. Charge. Oh, I want to talk a pole position, too. If Epicenter's got a problem, it's in pole position number three. There are 20 pole positions in the Derby, mm-hmm. 20, biggest field that you could imagine. Normally, you go to a horse race, you might have eight at the most, maybe 10 horses. So it's twice that size. When the horses go out of the gate, they all run toward the rail. They
right.
try to narrow, you know, obviously that's the shortest distance around the track.
Mm-hmm.
So your best positions are like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, right? And they're out on that outer edge. So, but the worst can be obviously 1, 2, and 3.
Is it because you get really crowded on the rail? Everybody's trying to come in?
Unless mm-hmm. your horse is fast and comes out of the gate right, it's going to wind up back in number 8, 9, 10 position going
okay.
around the first turn, and that ain't good usually. I mean, the Derby's a long race, but that's a problem. And Epicenter, my favorite, happens to be in 3, and I'm a little concerned about that.
Oh.
Whereas Zandon is in position 10, right in the middle. And that's, and then the other horse I mentioned, Charge It, the long shot, is in 8.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So
there you.
Those are Captain Rob Mody's Derby picks for 2022.
Yeah. I wrote them all
you
down.
You heard it here.
I did. I wrote down everything he said.
Misty was taking notes, Rob. Misty was taking notes.
I'm gonna. My mom is a big, big fan of the Derby, so I'm gonna impress her with
awesome.
Your knowledge today.
You know, it's the one time I really just, you know, I actually turned back on my Twin Spires betting app. I'll actually bet the race and the Belmont and the Preakness. You know, I really like the big races. It's a lot of fun. I find it exciting.
Absolutely.
Any other time of the year, I just don't bet horses. I mean, I read them and follow them, but It's a passion. I lived in Kentucky long enough to where it starts to just sink in, and you're like, man, this is just the coolest thing ever.
So you sit in front of the TV with a mint julep then, right?
Absolutely.
Right? I think I might do an old-fashioned and just, you know, shake it up a little bit today.
I mean, with the finest bourbon in it, go for it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Kentucky bourbon, I mean, you know, what else can you do?
All right, Rob. That's well, right. awesome. That's Thanks right. so much for calling in and giving us your
no
picks
problem.
For today. We'll have to
and
stay
Misty,
tuned.
Misty, I haven't been fishing in 9 days, so I get the crush.
That's horrible.
Tomorrow will be day 10. I fully got what you said.
Yeah, you know,
well,
but
especially
I do plan
after
on
your
fishing
last
tomorrow,
trip,
thank goodness.
Yeah, my last trip was
one
carry
for the books.
Me for 20 days anyway, so.
It should. Definitely. All right, Rob. Well, thanks so much for calling
right.
in. We'll catch up with you soon. Take care. Say hi
you
to Jonelle.
Take care.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Bye. Bye-bye. That is Captain Rob Mody's calling in. All right. So, Misty, I know that you hosted a weekly live radio show up in Clearwater, and I know you did quite a bit of writing for the outdoor section of the Tampa Bay Times.
I did.
But tell me how it was that you fell in love with the outdoors and decided to turn that into a career, your passion for the outdoors.
You know, I mean, living in Florida, it's hard not to have a passion for the outdoors. And
that's
I was
true.
Born and raised in Florida. I'm a fourth generation, which I'm very proud of because there's not many of us around. But, you know, we do welcome all the new people as well. And, you know, just really grew up in the outdoors. My mom was an avid endurance rider on horses. My father loves to fish. He doesn't catch a lot, but he fishes a lot. And I just remember back kind of growing up in the day, we'd even go down to Boca Grande and you could sleep on the beach there and we'd bring our sleeping bags and then fish off the jetties. And it was just a lot of fun. You know, we didn't have a boat, but we'd pier fish and jetty fish and, you know, fish off the beach and things like that. And those are just really great memories for me. And of course, raising my kids. Look, parents, we all know we don't want them inside. We want them outside doing fun stuff. So we were just always outside in the outdoors, like just looking for something fun to do. And that segued into a writing career for some magazines, which then kind of piggybacked on to someone said, hey, you know, we've got a spot here. It's a small radio station in Clearwater. And, you know, would you be interested in doing the radio show? So I was like, well, that'll be fun.
This was how long ago?
This was about 6 years ago.
Okay.
And, of course, I had no idea what I was doing. And the funny thing is I walk into the studio and I'm like, this is the day. It's going to be my first show. It's going to be awesome. You know, I had a 1 hour live show and I walk in and the producer's like, okay, cool. And I hand him some notes and stuff. And he's like, what's the name of your show? And I'm like, what? I didn't have a name on my show. I didn't really even think about that. I was so excited about everything else. I didn't even think of getting a name for my show. So I'm like, I'll be right back. And I didn't want to admit that I didn't have a name. I went out to my truck and I'm sitting in the truck and this song by Brantley Gilbert came on, which was super popular at the time. Take It Outside, you know, like we're going to take it outside, go out back, get in a fight.
And there's your sign.
And then I was like, ooh, let's take it outside. Like, you know, kind of a play on that.
Right, right.
So I go back in the studio. I'm like, oh, the name of my show is Let's Take It Outside. So that's how all of that actually happened, which is kind of funny. You know,
that's a great story.
Yeah. That is a great story.
And I know we've only got a couple of minutes, but I have to read off the mission of your show. I was reading a little bit on your website last night, and I know the goal is to encourage people, obviously, to get outdoors, to try something new, to learn along the way. And I know you've done everything from fishing to gator wrestling to python hunting to catching sailfish offshore. And your mission statement on your website reads, there's an outdoor leader in all of us, and I'm here to help you meet him or her. A lot of people would like to enjoy what the outdoors has to offer, but they aren't sure how. People want to experience the thrill of fishing, hunting, surfing, paddleboarding, or kayaking, but don't know where to begin and need some encouragement. So I love that you're saying there's an outdoor leader in all of us, because I think so many people get a little bit intimidated
yes.
about getting out there and trying new things, especially if they're surrounded by a lot of people who have experience. But the bottom line is you just got to get out there and do it. And a lot of times when you're doing a show with some new guests or in a new area, you're doing things that you've never tried before.
That's true. I mean, there's many, many times that I'm doing something I've never done before, and I'm doing it in front of millions of people, and a lot of times I fail. So, but that's okay, because that's
all part
reality.
Of it.
Yep. It's okay to be the new kid on the block and not know what you're doing. That's pretty much what I do every day. I love it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I've seen some great episodes, and I can't wait to get more into our conversation. We're going to head off to another break. In the meantime, you are listening to Real Talk on ESPN Southwest Florida and on the ESPN Southwest Florida app. We'll be back.
They paid paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise and put up a fucking line.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio on ESPN Southwest Florida. Everywhere with the ESPN Southwest Florida app.
Good morning, and welcome back to Real Talk Radio. This is Captain Debbie Hansen, and if you're just joining us, I am in the studio this morning with Misty Wells, host of the television show Let's Take It Outside,
which
you can find on Waypoint TV, World Fishing Network. List the other networks folks can
all
find
at
it
World
on,
Domination. No, Carbon TV. Let's see, we're on Discover Florida Network. MOTV, The Hunt Channel, and you can also find season 1 and 2 on my website as well.
Just go to MistyWells.com.
Yep.
There you go. And I know you've got an Instagram account at Misty E. Wells. And I know you've got a Let's Take It Outside Facebook page.
That's true. So follow it. There. Like it.
Absolutely.
You can keep up with what's happening.
So, Misty, I would love to know, what was it like? Because when you first started hosting your show and when you had your radio show, you were really a trailblazer from the respect that there weren't many women in the industry doing what you were doing. So did you find it somewhat challenging initially to gain support in a male-dominated industry, or did you find that people were overall really supportive, maybe even more so than you thought initially?
My expectation was that I was going to find a lot of resistance and not much help and not a lot of encouragement. The cool thing is, it was exactly the opposite. You know, I was kind of prepared for the worst, like, oh, this is going to be, it's going to be tough. But I was so grateful to find out that I got very little resistance. I received a lot of encouragement and a lot of help. And, you know, once I got the call, I was doing the radio show, I was doing the video series and writing the column for the Tampa Bay Times, and Fox Sports reached out to me, and I got an email, and they were like, hey, we like your video series. Would you be interested in talking to us about doing a show? Well, I had no idea how to do a show. So the first person I called was Jimmy Houston, because I had we film, you know, one or two shows together every year, and we had pre-COVID. We're going to jump back into that soon. And he was my first phone call. And of course, I told Fox yes. And then I freaked out because I realized I had no idea what I was doing. So I called Jimmy, and he helped connect me with some people to mentor me. He mentored me. And really, you know, really helped me kind of calm me down. He's like, calm down. And you got this. You can handle this. You've been on my show. It's not, you know, like, I mean, you're, you know, it's really fun to do an outdoor show. But I'm very grateful to say that really, you know, a lot of help and encouragement. So I was pleasantly surprised.
Well, and that was actually one of the other questions I had for you this morning, was just the fact that you're an inspiration and a mentor to so many people in the outdoor community. But I was going to ask you who you really look up to or who mentored you along the way. So Jimmy Houston's definitely one of those
definitely
people.
Jimmy Houston would be, you know, in the top. But honestly, it sounds kind of silly, not silly, but crazy, is, you know, Jimmy Houston, Bill Dance, and Roland Martin. And
oh my gosh, way, three of the greats.
I know, the great. And listen, who pioneered outdoor TV more than those guys? They are the pioneers.
They absolutely.
Think of anybody really that was on TV doing what they were doing before them. I can't even think of anyone, to be honest. And the thing that really, pre-TV and radio show and everything, I had started A Real Futures, the nonprofit, and ran and met this really amazing gentleman that I can't even remember the company he worked for. And he said, how would you like it if the three legends, he called them, because they are, came and did a fishing trip with you and the foster kids? And I'm like, oh, sure, that'd be great. Like, that's going to happen. In my mind, I'm like, yeah, that'd be great, thinking you're crazy. And he called me and he said, okay, how does this date work? And I'm like, for what? And he said, I've got Roland, Bill, and Jimmy coming to Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, my God.
To come fishing with you and some foster kids. And the three legends flew in on their own dime because, you know, it's a nonprofit with really no money, because it's truly a nonprofit. And they flew in into Tampa. We're picking them up at the airport. Everybody's at the airport's freaking out, especially because they recognize Jimmy and Bill. Bill's got the hat on.
Right.
And we pick them up. I take them to the hotel. Frenchie has a hotel in Clearwater Beach. They hosted them. Those guys got on a headboat and went fishing with me and 60 kids on a half-day grunt trip out of Clearwater.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's how I met all of them.
That's great. Well, and all three of them are really good friends
yes.
in real life and yeah. hang out quite a bit.
And
so,
total jokesters. Oh, my gosh.
I can only imagine.
It was so
I can only imagine. Have you seen Luke Bryan's video, Bill Dance?
Yes.
Heard that song? It's so great.
It is so
that
cool.
That came out right around Bill's birthday. That was just so awesome. And speaking of country music.
We got big news.
Got some exciting news. You're going to have Luke Combs on your show.
That's the plan, unless something happens. But Luke is actually throwing his first annual bass tournament on Old Hickory Lake, which is in Sumner County, right outside of Nashville. And I film there every season. Sumner County brings me in, and I get to do cool stuff, a lot of bass fishing. Last year, I fished with Lane Hardy. He's the winner of American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Cool country guy, young guy, super cool from Louisiana. And they called, and he's like, guess what? And I'm like, what? He's like, Luke Combs is doing a tournament. You're coming in and you're going fishing with him. So after I stopped jumping up and down, I'm like, okay, give me all the details. But now the pressure's on because, you know, I got to beat him, right? I need to beat him.
Yeah, I see so many of his pictures with his new wife. I think her name's Nicole, right?
I think so, yeah. I've never met her, of course.
I see them out on the boat together, and I see a lot of the stuff they've done for Columbia, which is just, it's awesome. They're definitely out there and fishing as much as they can, it looks like, which is neat. So I can't wait to watch that, Misty.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll keep you guys posted how it goes. Yeah, you'll be getting kind of the play-by-play. And I think, for anybody that is listening to this show, this is open to the public. It's the May 29th in Sumner County on Old Hickory Lake. And if you want to put together a team, there's a guaranteed prize of $10,000.
Wow.
So whether you're professional bass fisherman or not, which I am not, by the way, you know, you could have a lot of fun and win some money.
That's awesome.
And hang out with Luke.
Hey, you know, what better excuse do you need to go up there and experience that? So I also have to ask you, geez, on the show, like I was saying, you've done everything python hunting. You've been down here in Southwest Florida, paddling the waters of Ding Darling. You've gone ziplining, scalloping. Do you have a favorite show episode or one particular experience that stands out in your mind? We've only got about 2 minutes before we head off to a break, but I had to throw that out there.
That's going
to
be hard.
Just because you've had so many really cool experiences and adventures.
And it's all, you know, a lot of time, like I said, I'm doing stuff I've never done before. You know, of course, going over to the Cameron Islands was really cool. I'd never fished the 12-mile bank before. And we'll get into some fun stories about that. It's hard to say. I mean, honestly, every episode I do, all the ones I do over in St. Augustine are amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, fishing out of Clearwater and going to the middle grounds and just the most epic day. I think we caught 16 different species of fish.
Wow.
We took Matt Stell, the country singer, out there in season 2, and he was a hoot. I mean, talk about a funny guy. Oh my gosh. I don't know. That's like trying to say this is a dilemma that my kids always
Well,
try
and
to
I'm sure you've
in.
Got certain shows kind of have a special place in your heart for certain reasons, but had to at least ask.
It's like picking your favorite kid, Deb. I don't know.
You can't,
it's like,
you really
You know,
can't
I always
that,
tell
right?
my son, I'm like, you're my favorite, and then I tell my daughter, but I like you the best. So they're always like trying to battle like who I love more, and I love them both, of course, amazingly the same. So that's a tough one. They're all my favorite. But I do have one, and we'll probably get into it after the break. I've got some of my scariest episodes. I can give you some of that.
Let's talk about that when we come back. All right, heading off to another break. You're listening to Real Talk on ESPN Southwest Florida and on the ESPN Southwest Florida app.
Captain Bobby, sitting all alone, corner of the bar, just a mind in his own. Young tourists are tickling their bones, bones down, funny bones.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.